How old do you think you'll be when you retire? Well, many people who've reached the traditional retirement age are still working. And for many of them, it's not necessarily because they have to. Joining us now with more on this is Kimberly Palmer, the Alpha Consumer blogger at U.S. News and World Report. So what is this, Kim? Still working and loving it in the golden years?
They are. It's very interesting. This is from a new survey out this week from Charles Schwab. It turns out that 60-somethings, one-third of 60-somethings, say they don't want to retire ever. And it's not because of financial reasons, but it's because they actually really enjoy their jobs. Most of the people in the survey said that they're staying in their jobs because they want to and not for money. And really, what it suggests is that older Americans are really enjoying their work. They have a lot of value to add. They feel like they have skills and experience to contribute. And some of them actually said it was the happiest time ever in their working career compared to when they were younger.
Well, that's really interesting because you hear all the time that there's all this ageism in the workforce. And I got to think that for some people who stay in the workforce that long and happen to lose their jobs, they might have a lot harder time finding a new job. So is that a pitfall for people who stay on the job that long?
Yes, well, you know, you're right. And actually, the same week, this week, came out a report from the Government Accountability Office that shows just that. If you are an older worker and you do get laid off, then you stay laid off for much longer than younger Americans. And so that is definitely a problem. And the part of the reason for that is discrimination. Older Americans do perceive that they are discriminated against. But the upside or the positive side coming out of all of these surveys is that for the Americans that do keep their jobs and are able to stay in the workforce, they're really happy there and they want to keep working. So if you can manage to keep your job, then you have a good chance of enjoying it well into your 60s.
So we have that one-third of 60-somethings who are happy working. What about the other two-thirds? Why are they still staying in the workforce?
It has to do with money. So a big part of this, of course, is the crunch that many baby boomers feel. And as you and I have talked about before, it's partly because they're in that sandwich generation where they're supporting their older parents. They're also supporting their children. Many 50 and 60-somethings still have their adult children living at home with them. They're giving financial support to those 20-somethings. And so they do feel a lot of financial pressure. Of course, they also experience a lot of downswing in many of their investments that were for their retirement funds. So they do face financial pressures. And of course, that plays a big role in motivating them to stay in the workforce.
Something else that was interesting in your blog post on this survey is a difference in how people feel about their jobs, whether they're in their 50s or whether they're in their 60s. Kind of an interesting dichotomy there.
It is. So what the survey found is that people in their 60s are actually happier in their jobs than people in their 50s. And what that might suggest is that if you aren't happy in your job and you don't like it, then you might have quit by the time you reach their 60s. So you've taken that out as soon as you can if you don't like your job. So for the people that still have their jobs in their 60s, what you have left are the people that do enjoy it. And they've actually often found ways to make it work better with their lifestyle by scaling back, working part-time, working from home. And so all of that contributes to their overall satisfaction in their job.
That leads to something else I wanted to ask you about. Are most people who are in their 60s reaching retirement age still working full time, or do they scale back to part-time work just to sort of supplement their retirement and give them something to do?
Many of them scale back because they don't want to keep working that 9-to-6 schedule or whatever it was that they were working before. And what's interesting is that many of them actually work in different jobs altogether than the one that they spent their career in. So many people launch their own small companies, they start nonprofits, they work in a completely unrelated field that they've always dreamed of. So there's all sorts of ways that people change and shift their careers as they get older.
So working doesn't have to be a grind as we get older. Thanks as always, Kim.
Thank you, Nathan.
Kimberly Palmer writes the Alpha Consumer blog at U.S. News and World Report. She's author of the book Generation Earn, The Young Professional's Guide to Spending, Investing, and Giving Back.